We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Zayin in the Zelgman edition. And we're up to a new chapter. The topic is the kindness we do with the deceased and the laws of Nichum Avedim. Hinei Nyan Kvurat Mitim Milvad Shemitzvat Asei Doraita. The idea of burying the deceased is not only a biblical commandment, as the Torah says, Ki Kavoti Kberenu. The Torah says even someone executed by the courts must be buried. It is a part of the general kindness we do. It's even better than the general kindness we do. We call burial of the dead, we call that a chesed shel emet, kindness that's true. Because you don't expect the guy to pay you back for it. And also taking him out to burial, carrying the coffin, the bed we carry the deceased, talvayato, partaking of a levaya, walking the person down his final path, hespedo, eulogizing a person, ushal tzachei hamet, and all the other needs of the deceased, kulam michlag minut chasadim lametinen, they're all encompassed in this kindness to the deceased, umforash inyanan b'torah b'pashat chayisra u'b'pashat chvayichi. We encounter them in two places in the Torah, where Avram is burying Sarah and where the children of Yaakov are burying Yaakov. Yes?
I was taught that one shouldn't learn the rule of the deceased unless it's necessary for him to do.
Okay, so here you learned differently. I personally learned by Rav David Feinstein the laws of burying and all that. What's the end of Tractate Moed Katan? He taught us Shir. For a full semester, Tractate Moed Katan. Ureit God la'inyan sheyesh baze. And look at the importance of this. Shamru Chazal, our sages taught, Met ba'ir, kol bnei ha'ir asurin bimlacha. The Talmud has an opinion that when there's a deceased person in the city, no one in the city could do work. Everyone has to stop their jobs. Av sheyesh lo krovim, even though there are relatives who will take care of him, v'yikach yuv ha'kvura mutan la'krovim. And the one whose prime responsibility it is to bury him is his relatives. Mikol makom mitzvah al kol bnei ha'ir lishtadel b'zeh. Nonetheless, it's a mitzvah on everyone to help. Ulficha asum bimlacha. And that's why our sages said no one can do work. Kedei sheishtadlu kol bnei ha'ir lachin kol tzochei ha'kvura. Our sages wanted everyone who's relevant to this deceased to be involved in preparing what's necessary to get him buried. He adds a parenthetical remark. Im lo sheyesh chavurot ba'ir, unless, as we have today, you have people whose responsibility it is in the city, shekol achat mitaseket biyoma. You have different people on different days, it's their responsibility to deal with the deceased, binyan zeh mutarin, ashar bimlacha, so then everyone else can do work. That's what we have today. We have a chevra kadisha. They get paid. They get paid from our tax dollars, and their job is to deal. Uvemekom shetzel chevra kadisha en mitchalek zeh liyamim, v'chol chevra nikrin nasok odot mit. And you have some cities where they don't have this system where each one has their day that it's they have to deal, but everyone works together. Whenever there's a call, everyone stops what they're doing and deals. Yesh nem nizam lasot mlacha. So then they, the Chevra Kadisha, whose responsibility it is to deal with the deceased, once someone dies, they have to stop their work. Vadin kol shum esek. They can't deal with anything else. Ad shigmu pulatam yimsu lakatafim. Till they're done with their job, and he's given over to those that carry him to burial. But once, if we have different days where different people have their responsibility, so then everyone else can work. But if what we have is the whole group is responsible once someone dies, then the whole group has to stop what they're doing the second someone dies in order to deal. So this is the great mitzvah we started learning about, the mitzvah of taking care of the deceased. It's a chesed shel emet, it's a tremendous gmilut chesedim.